to watching Lenny Kravitz dick fall out. This is awful.
It is a toxic, infectious tension.
What is, this is a cam show.
It's a cam show, yeah. It's a 2-hour cam show.
Mm.
You know, and when is it okay to go ass to pussy?
Unless you're like a professional and she's had an enema and you wiped your dick off, I would say it's not.
I mean, no wiping, straight ass to vagina.
That's gross. That's not cool.
Back to ass, back to vagina, back to ass, into
that's
mouth.
That's really...
I would say 100% of the time it's okay.
100%, yeah, yeah.
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 Hi, welcome to bottom shaming.
With your rose-colored gaping butthole.
With your rose colored gaven boat hole ass.
It was more salmon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here at Body Shaming, we do not shame ass to pussy.
No.
Yeah, it's because they're men and they're dumb and they've never had a fucking raging UTI before.
You know? Consequences.
I think it's because it feels good.
Yeah. If it feels good for us, I mean, like.
That's all that matters.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
No, just sure.
Ding, ding, ding.
You guys are dicks.
JK, y'all. Yeah, I mean, we've got a cam show. This lady stinks, too.
She texting? Come on, bitch.
Oh, man, there's so much texting in cam shows. Come on. You ever watch one? Have you ever watched a cam show?
No, except the ones that you've shown me.
Hmm.
I will say that she has a pretty well-destroyed butthole.
Oh, my good Lord.
I mean, that thing is...
She looks like Tank Girl.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, especially in the butthole area.
That's true. That is correct.
I mean, really, she probably doesn't have any control over that sphincter. She probably shits like a duck.
What does that mean?
It just kind of falls out.
Yeah, it just falls out. Ducks don't have sphincters, so they can't control when they shit. It just kind of falls out of them.
Oh. She's like smoking on the phone.
Yeah. I'm on my break. You can watch me, but I'm not going to perform for 10 minutes.
This, you know, sometimes these cam girls are so fucking lazy. Just like... They're making, like, doctor money, too. I love it. The world is not a fair place, in case anyone was wondering.
I don't know. I mean, I see that as being fair. Yeah, they're leveraging their assets.
Sitting there texting, showing your butthole for doctor money.
Yeah. I mean, if dudes are willing to fork out cash for that.
Absolutely.
And she's willing.
That's not fair, though. Like, if one person is working their tail off to make money, giving their heart and soul and moving a lot, physically moving, doing something.
If you are doing something that someone is willing to pay you for, then it's fair and it's worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fair.
There are plenty of men in this world, Danny, who would pay you good money to look at you destroy your asshole.
That is true.
Wait.
Present company
this
included.
Is fucking news to me.
Oh, yeah, dude. Cam. Well, you know, just, you know, wax your shit, sir.
I don't want to search for dude cam.
Do it. Do it for Rwanda. Rwanda.
We need to get like a scratchy thing.
Actually, I was watching guys jerk off for quite a bit, but the problem was the majority of the videos, they were obviously gay men jerking off for other men, and it's like, man.
That takes it out.
It kind of does.
Takes the fun out of it.
It kind of does. It's like, it's cool to watch a man, you know, pleasure himself, but
I don't even know what to search for.
I don't want it to go in a butthole. Unless it's my butthole.
You could go to you're on the wrong website, Brosif.
Is that the website? Brosif?
Go to Chatterbait. Chatterbait.
Bro Namath.
.com.
Broteen cams.
What are you doing?
Okay. All right.
Okay, there you go.
There we go.
Now you would go to. And I don't.
Do I have to?
I agree.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, I agree. Oh, male.
Yeah.
Here we go. There's a dude dildoing another dude.
Yeah, let's watch that.
I don't know if I want to watch that. There's a dude fingering his asshole. There's a dude sucking himself off.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, there is. Mitch Day.
Mitch Day.
Today's Mitch Day on the podcast.
It is Mitch Day.
And we're going to watch him suck his own dick and eat his own cum.
Here we go.
He's a...
Look at those little feeties. I don't want to watch this.
You think he's gay?
I'm done.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't want to watch this.
I don't know.
All right, turn it off. Turn it off.
Please. I just can't.
Mitch Day, hats off to you, but...
I bet he's a popular fella.
Yeah. I mean, is looking at the thumbnails enough? I don't want to click on anymore.
Yeah, they're all gay. I don't want to watch this. I want to watch a man drinking off from me.
There's a fat dude with a giant dick. Uncut Swede.
Ew, what the fuck is wrong with it?
There's only one way to find out. Oh, he is uncut. Oh
yes.
He doesn't sound like he's very Swedish.
That's a big dong, but I bet it smells weird because
That's
of the foreskin.
Fat Mons.
Yeah, that my Mons does not compete with that.
That's reassuring.
Thankfully.
That's a fat dick, though.
That's a fat dick.
Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, he's anteatering it.
Tastes so good.
All right. let's get into other stuff here.
I don't want to.
I can't.
It's a great segue to our next topic, reasons why I want to kill myself.
Now, we did that one already.
Well, there's
it's
always reoccurring.
It's a reoccurring topic.
Oh, you know what? It is a good segue to Lenny Kravitz's dick.
Oh.
See, this podcast wasn't around when that was a big story, and Rwanda's behind the times.
I never even heard about it, but I want to see about it.
You want to check out that dick?
Lenny Kravitz.
Dick.
Yeah.
You going to take that dick?
I'm going to take that dick away. Yeah, that's the greatest thing ever. Yay! Is he doing the yeah part? And then he's like, whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's so weird.
I want to get away.
That's what you get for wearing such tight pants, Lenny.
He's got a cock ring.
Oh, that's hot. That's a man with confidence right there. Yeah.
And a cock ring.
Damn, dude. What did he do after that? Is he just like, I'll be back.
He probably fucked a groupie after that.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
After
with
that, they'd be lining
black
up.
Black Jewish dick.
That's awesome. Look at that dick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now you're all caught up.
wait, go up. He's covering it. No, wait, that's not split.
No.
That was from that day, though. He was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably before he showed his dick.
That's not Lenny Kravitz.
So, yeah. Oh, there you go. There's old... dreadlocked Lenny Kravitz holding his dick. Oh, it's not a cock ring. He's got his...
piercing?
He's got his Mons pierced. That's a weird thing to have pierced.
God, he's so pretty.
Would you pierce your Mons, Danny?
Oh,
no.
He's so pretty.
Why not?
They're there's no reason.
Yeah, yeah, no, there really
is no
reason.
I see this guy's got his whole fucking thing going on. Wannabe Hendrix fuck.
Shut up, Danny.
I know, you really like him holding his dick there. And
yeah, I wish I was holding his dick there.
I want to fuck you. I can't do it, Jamaican. God damn it.
That was so bad. Don't ever say my name again, Danny.
Come on. And what he's referring to getting from you is a Jamaican impression. You can probably do it better than I can.
The cards don't lie. Call me now for your free tarot reading. The way it just flops out. Outstanding.
Oh, they're just Channing Tatum's dick.
Wow, they've got all the people's dicks.
Yeah.
Eminem dick?
Justin Timberlake dick.
Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew that Lenny Kravitz had a black dick?
I thought
it was white.
Yeah. I thought it was Jewish.
Based on his father.
You call this foreskin?
I'll show you foreskin.
Is it cold in here? Say something to the manager.
I lost my marijuana pen.
Nerd.
We don't condone that on this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, there's Lenny Kravitz sucking the dude from Aerosmith.
his dick.
His dick.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's actually just a picture of them together.
Yeah.
Well, hope's up for nothing.
Figuratively sucking his dick.
So when your dick pops out, do you finish the show or do you like take five to tape it up, or does someone run out with some duct tape and try to tape it up? Like,
well, the uncut
that'd be so awesome.
This, yeah.
He's just like, I'm gonna keep playing. Bring out the duct tape.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
As he's getting duct taped to his leg.
Just cover the head. What?
I don't want to think about duct taping the head of my dick to my leg.
What?
Would you rather your pubes, or just like the fleshy part that you could, you know, like?
I mean, if anything, yeah, I would opt for the shaft to be taped.
I just want
to
munch those hairs then.
Yeah, I mean, hair is collateral damage, but the head of my dick.
I pulled out so many of my pubes with the taping of that abscess.
Oh.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah. At least I made eye contact with him instead of you when I said that.
Ah. You made eye contact. It was a new experience for me.
It was awful. It was right on my crack.
It was. It's hard not to put a thumb in it.
Into her abscess?
Yeah, into her abscess hole.
Thumb.
Yeah. Because, like, you know.
A thumb.
Going, like, doggy style and having my hand on her ass. And that my thumb just kind of slips into the aux hole. Yeah. That's the sound it makes. And then it's kind of like a.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
I don't know. We got a few things to talk about today. You haven't seen this big dick kid that's floating around porn? Go to Pornhub.
That is just the coolest GIF ever.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
I want to show my dick.
So what am I typing in? Big dick kid?
No. go to porn stars. You see him floating around.
Porn stars?
Up there.
He knows all the tabs.
Yes. Of course I do.
He can navigate this website without even looking at it. Yeah. Just tell you.
Just like go down.
Go down. Go away.
Feel
down.
The essence is over in the middle of the screen.
Wait, go up for a second. Go up. Up. Stop. That chick's face is terrifying me.
Miss Banana?
If that's what her name is.
All right. Let's.
No.
Oh, wait. No.
Guys, focus. God damn
sorry.
It.
Sorry. Sort of.
Yeah. She's weird. Like, She has that cartoonish look.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is that dick has been photoshopped to have a banana peel. That is terrifying.
I really want some bananas now. Not dick, just like an actual.
What do you
banana.
Mean? That's a cartoon picture. That's photoshopped. It's drawn.
Yeah. We're retards.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I really
okay,
want
go
though.
Back.
All right, go back. I'm going back.
Now, hold on. Let's look around here. There's got to be this like little kid-looking guy with a big dick. No, these are all women.
Yeah, these okay, are go, all go down, go down, go down, go down, why don't I find where it's the most popular?
No. Go down. Trust me. Just will you for I'm once in your life.
Going down.
Trust me. Go to the second.
I'm going to the second page.
Okay. We're going to find this.
We got, let's see, Kaylin Curtis.
Don't get distracted. And James Dean, of course.
Yeah, there's James Dean.
Yeah.
There he
and
is.
Owen Gray, he's kind of a thing.
Danny knows all the famous porn star dudes.
I do actually like know
Mandingo.
Yeah, I know Mandingo.
Personally.
I have spilled seed to Mandingo.
That's why he
dude,
can't
I
sit down
hang
for long periods of time anymore.
One day.
Oh, Nina Hartley.
I don't really know her.
She's like 50.
God, where is this little fucking asshole? Go to 3.
I'm going to go to 3. Oh, is it Danny D?
No, it's not Danny D.
Danny's got the D.
Danny D.
The D is for destroy.
What the fuck? Of course when I'm looking for it. hold on.
This is so disappointing.
No, it's fine.
All I want to see is this little young dude with a giant dick.
Oh my God.
You're ruining this for me.
Where is this fucking guy?
I don't know.
He might be. Oh, there he is. Wait. Is that him? That might be him.
Juan.
I don't know if it's him. I feel like he would be higher up.
Juan El Caballo Loco.
You know what? I'm going to have to look for this.
Yeah, I don't think this is him. I'm just going to type in...
Juan Crazy Horse?
No, if you type in...
Young giant dick.
I do not... We're going to get arrested!
Look at the size of that thing. Oh, that's just a chick taking a dildo. Never mind.
I'm scanning. I'm looking on my own computer now.
Get ready for me. You know, she's up on the bathroom side, shaking all of her pussy. She kind of catches me watching, like...
Is that him?
Fuck, like, standing there, perving on her and stuff. So, there's the green light, you know? I fucked her a few times, but this time was totally different.
Totally different.
I kind of like this. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
This time it was totally different. Her shaving her pussy.
I'm gonna put this in your vagina, that's right. You're gonna get a rotten royal dick down, you is. Then I just keep to me blacksmithing.
Hey, is that sexy when you hear British people talking
no,
at all?
No.
Anything they say?
Not really.
Ew.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
Oh, you're making that so much worse
you
than
you know, it was Juan. Go back.
It was Juan?
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah, this little fuck.
Oh.
Look. Oh. People are like, go to the Bang Bros.
Yeah, nobody cares about Bridget. All right, let's see Juan's dick.
Oh, he did a Thanksgiving thing.
What are you? I don't even know what you are. What is that? What's that shirt? It's supposed to be a fucking turkey. Come over here.
Oh, the mouth on this kid. Fucking salty ass language.
I'm gonna fast forward it.
Of course.
He's so adorable. I cannot imagine him having sex. Oh my God, that kid's 12.
All right, and keep fast forwarding. Now do you see why he's in porn?
he's got a pretty sizable hot dog.
Yeah, you would not think that this gets back in like that.
No.
Goddamn. You think he ever has those moments like we were talking about where you're ashamed at how little your dick looks?
No.
Like, clearly he's got a big dick, but is it always just... It's probably always impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I look down at my dick all the time, and I'm like, hey, little guy.
I do that to him, too. Yeah. Hey, buddy.
I've had girlfriends do that, where they're just like, oh, it really gets, like, a lot smaller, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. She does not care that this 12-year-old's fucking her.
No. No, not at all. I mean, he's got a pretty... Pretty dick.
Ew, are you calling his dick pretty?
It is pretty.
What do you think about this, Rwanda?
I don't want to...
Weigh in.
Yeah.
If you go to another one, get out of this shit.
He's very pretty.
Oh, shit. I think I dropped her, I dropped your shorts outside.
He's like, get out.
Get out. Vroom!
Get out of the van.
What a turkey.
If you could see it, it's the Thanksgiving special of porn. Gets people on the holiday.
I'm thankful for dick.
God damn it. It's all fucking horny stepsister.
I like Carly Gray, personally. Like, she's a good person, I think. Because she's got big tits.
And she does incest porn. That's your favorite part.
I don't think she does.
That's what this is.
It's her stepbrother. Thank you very much.
She's not blood related, dude. Fuck her.
Right in the puss.
Or, you know, any orifice.
Right in.
Do you see this guy's niche, though? Like,
at least he kept it in the family.
Getting his giant dick blown?
I guess that is his niche, but he looks so innocent.
Yeah, he does.
I like how his hair is all gelled up.
You're
and
into this. Hold on.
Really nicely
Hold on,
parted.
Pause it. You're into this.
He's really pretty.
You like that he looks...
Not young. He's got a nice face and 10. That thing's ginormous. Those pubes are so thick. It looks like she's wearing a bikini bottom.
I love it.
Yeah, I kind of like that too.
Well, I'm bummed out because mine don't grow like that. They're so sparse.
And wispy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have wispy pubes.
I need to get mascara just to give myself a fuller bush.
You just like that he looks 12 and a half.
He has such little
Inches?
Testicles
yeah.
too. Look at his balls.
They're so dainty. Oh, my God.
It's a little heart of balls.
Yeah, he's got two little grapes.
He's putting his heart into this. Heart on.
His heart on. Okay. This is just pornography. Why are her eyes all...
Because she's so...
Intrigued.
That's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's, you know... She doesn't know what to do with that giant dick.
His dick.
You gonna take that dick?
It's not drawn out enough. The dick.
She got an exquisite pussy. Well, how about my exquisite erection?
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about it?
How about it?
What's going on with that chick? What was her name?
Oh, recently she went to a fashion show. She's 15, and she threw her drink at Iggy Azalea, saying that she knows what she did.
Oh, the how about that girl?
Yeah. Cash me outside.
I don't like this girl.
Oh, she's a piece of trash who grew up as a piece of trash, and she's prolonging her legacy of being a piece of trash. So
she's turning people into pedophiles, too.
Probably.
She's 15.
Yeah.
Let's
She's
be real.
Kind of overly sexualized.
She's probably molested as a child, and she grew up in some kind of fucking trailer park.
Yeah, right. Her parents.
It sucks. This is the only world in life she's ever known. It sucks.
But she's rich now.
Yeah.
This country rewards fucked up shit like that.
Yeah. That's why we struggle and pray for death.
On August 14th, she announced her upcoming album, 15.
Oh my God.
And on August 30th, she released her new single, Young and Pad. Young is Y-U-N-G. Young and Pad.
P-A-D?
B-H.
Oh, bad. Because she bad.
She's bad.
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 Bashful.
What are the song titles?
We got...
My favorite flavor of popsicle is
dick. Hugh.
Yeah.
Is yeah. Hyo?
These Hyo?
Yeah.
These Hyo? Yeah.
H-E-A-U-X. These Hyo?
Hi, bitch.
Hi, bitch.
B-I-C-H.
What you know?
Bitch.
I got it. Mama, don't worry. Still ain't dirty.
What That's the nice. Fuck?
Still ain't dirty.
That's the only one you can't read, like with a little stank. It's just, Mama, don't worry. Still ain't dirty.
Oh
still
my
ain't
God.
Dirty.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Both of M.
She's probably talking about her titties in that one.
Gucci flip flops.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Those cost some money. Trust me.
Oh,
and
my God.
Juice.
Young and bad. That's how you say that one. Young and bad.
Bad.
Try it.
Young and bad.
That was pretty good. You're learning. But it was good.
Bad baby.
Pull up in that wrath and make these bitches pledge allegiance. Flood my necklace so much ice, my heart done turned into a freezer.
Those are good lyrics, man.
I had to shoehorn that last one in. Count up them racks, run up a sack, follow the drip, then we'll talk.
What do you think that means? Follow the drip. And then we'll talk.
I thought, isn't that like when you get
you know
chlamydia,
what it means.
You drip?
Oh, maybe. Do you think that's where she's at the gynecologist right here?
Pull up the lift and empty the clip.
Pull up the lift. Oh, and it's
you
the
should,
lift.
If
like,
you're emptying your clip, I don't think you should be lifting it.
I don't think you should be using lift either.
No,
that's not
you
a
need
service.
Your own ride yeah. after you empty the clip.
Drive, bitch.
These fucking youngsters.
Do you want those stars or not?
She's a bad Bobby.
Young and bad. All my bitches young and bad.
Young and bitches.
Banana clips on the stick.
Is that what that says? I can't see it.
Banana clip on the stick.
What the
I treat these bitches like bitches ready for war. We gonna air this bitch out in a minute.
I'll
Iced out, bitch. Call. Try ride my wave and get wiped out. These are soulful lyrics, I think.
Oh my God.
I mean, what do you think she means by I shoot the clip like a limit? Like a limit.
I don't know. She's retarded.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And maybe she's talking about like calculus, like limits.
I'm sure that's exactly yeah. what it is.
Continuous change? Anybody? No?
No. Fuck it. I'll pop at a cop, bitch.
That's in parentheses, by the way. The bitch was in parentheses, and I want people to know that.
It was. Cold case. Nobody solved it. No way. Keep the revolver. That's not good advice. You don't keep the gun that you use to murder a cop.
No, you throw that shit in the river.
Yeah. Wait, is she talking about murdering cops?
Yeah, fuck
so.
It. Right here.
Life is tough when you're...
Fuck it, I'll pop at a cop, bitch.
Yeah, life's really tough when you're a 15-year-old white piece of garbage.
Yeah, but you don't keep the revolver. Begging, bitch, I'm ballin'. I'm at the top. I don't plan on falling.
Oh, my God. This is giving me cramps.
It's a good rhyme.
It is a good rhyme. Rhyming ballin' with fallen.
Young bad.
City girls got these hoes shook like a soda.
Wait.
Explode.
We can't talk unless that check cut. Nah. What does that mean?
Nah.
And is that check, like as in a check?
I don't know, it's spelled with a Q. Q-U-E.
Check cut. Nah.
Nah.
Just sign. Oh. First spelling of check. Yeah.
I want to go back to watching Lenny Kravitz's dick fall out. This is awful.
No, hold on. Purse, YSL, shoe Chanel, bitch, I'm living well.
Facts.
Facts.
It's a blessing that we made it. Because we've been through hell.
It's Young Miami and JT fucking. Oh, like Justin Timberlake? It's Young Miami and JT fucking with Bad Baby, period.
Period.
Does she mean her, like, her period, or?
Well, yeah, I think she got it for the first time during the recording of this song.
Well, yeah, actually, I assume she's never had one.
Yeah. No, she's had one now. Yeah.
So this is after the, what, fourth kid?
Mm. Well, maybe.
Nice. Maybe. Yeah.
What does she mean by run up a sack?
Drugs? Is that drugs? She running up a sack of drugs?
Well, she's count up them racks, run up a sack, follow the drip, and then we'll talk.
Ew. Sacks of antibiotics for your drippy wiener?
And empty the clip.
Mm.
This just doesn't seem like good advice.
No. Don't buy me drinks because we got our own lick, bitch.
You're too young to be drinking.
There's a lot of lyrics to this song.
What does it sound like? Let's just give it a try.
Okay.
Maybe I like it. Mm. Young and bad. Let's go to Young and Bad.
Oh, dude, she's even got tattoos.
Fake tattoos or what?
Oh, that doesn't look fake to me.
Oh shit.
Follow the drip. Bitches.
Yang.
Yang.
Yang and bad.
Yang and Yang. Banana clips on the stick.
$2 million views.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it. 2.5. 2.5 million views.
Hold on, let's read some comments.
Yeah, let's see. Pape San, bad, completely underrated. She's going to blow up real soon.
Is that her under a different name?
Maybe.
No. People love this girl.
Oh, my God.
Hi, bitch. B-I-C-H. Can't wait for the music video.
This song is actually good, and I don't even listen to rap, but still listen to Pad Parby.
Why are you using a B as a P sound?
Because I'm trying to get the B and the H together.
Bad. No, it's bad. Bad. Bad.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Bad. I don't. I'm trying to.
Man, we need something for those popping P's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. State of music. It's fine. It's been this way for like 20 years. It is what it is. So you're telling me there's this new thing where people need video consent?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's... Go to like video consent on YouTube. Are there videos that are just like This is Stacy, and she's going to have consensual sex with me. The basics of sexual consent.
I don't know. You want me to click on that one?
No, not really.
I didn't want to click on that one. Yeah, no, I was reading an article the other day about college students and how dudes feel the need to ask a chick before they're about to have sex.
But, like, video it.
Yeah, actually record her saying that she
At some
consents.
Point, you should think in your mind, like, let's make sure everything's copacetic here. And I guess, I don't know. I've never been in a situation where it's like, am I raping this girl? Like, you know, that's just fucking. Is this an article on it?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, like now I have to actually record, have tangible evidence that she may in the future regret her actions, but in that moment does not.
You know, I think for like frat guys and college students in general, maybe it's not a bad idea.
You know,
I agree with you, Danny. I think that that's a smart move. It gives both parties, you know,
yeah,
culpability to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Young 18 to 22, whatever. But like for adults, this is irritating. Like outside of college.
We're not in college.
Yeah.
We're much older. We're still dumb as shit, but we're not that dumb as shit. And we're also not that impulsive.
Yeah.
Our brains have been done developing at least 5 years.
It's not like you're drinking at a party and shit like that most of the time in your fucking 20s and 30s.
Well, college is also like a time in your life to party. It's a time in life to figure yourself out, find out what you like, what you enjoy, just get the fuck up. And like adults do that too, but for the most part, we're alone and sobbing and miserable.
Did you say they get the fuck up?
They get, yeah, I did on accident.
They get the fuck to fuck up.
They get fucked the fuck up is what I meant to say. Thanks for pointing that out. I feel really great about myself.
Hey, I was trying to figure out what you were talking about.
Well, I've messed up intervals, so.
Yeah.
For kids, I think it's a good idea to stay safe.
Yeah, I just worry about this bleeding and this stupid. Because adults aren't that mature anymore. We're just as stupid as college kids now. And it's like we're starting to pretend like we don't know how humans interact with each other. And I worry about like us looking to even college kids and being like, oh, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, no, I could see that. You know, progressing, because I mean, I don't know, man. You work in an office, and that shit is just like high school.
Yeah, it
you know,
is.
There's the fucking politics. Someone's more popular. They're, you know, and I don't know. From my perspective, I say we should just record every sexual encounter ever, and then if you know. Someone accuses somebody of rape, then you guys have to watch the sex video in court.
You just want a judge to watch you fuck.
Well, everybody. Yeah, everybody in that courtroom.
The court stenographer.
Mm-hmm.
The security guard.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyers.
Yeah.
Her. The audience.
Her parents.
Her
parents. Yeah. Yeah. To show just how much of a cunt she is for attempting to...
Kind.
Yeah. Because, dude, I mean, she's trying to call me a rapist
hey
in
man,
this hypothetical
what
scenario.
What kind of fucking language is that?
You know what? I mean, there are very few legal repercussions of women who create false rape claims, and they're few and far between. There are way fewer than actual fucking legitimate rape claims. But that doesn't make it right. That does not make it right to ruin someone's life because he didn't call you back or because he cheated on you with someone else or because you were late for your fucking curfew. You fucked up, so you're going to ruin someone's life? Not their career, their life, the career included. But, yeah, let's watch your dad get porked and call this big black dude daddy. Yeah, let him watch what you're fucking into because you made the decision to drag this out.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
I agree. I just don't want to fuck or film myself fucking.
Yeah, the thought of watching me take it really grosses me out. Yeah, so I'm very uncomfortable. I'm going to drink the rest of this.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't falsely accuse dudes of rape. Because then, you know, what about... Okay, let's say that this whole video consent thing, just the portion of, you know, the dude busting out his cell phone going, all right, do you, Susie, Benoit,
agree? They should get someone ordained to...
Yeah.
Trejo's ordained.
Or notarized.
he would be...
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be great at this.
But I mean, like, even then... What about if that video goes in front of court and the judge is like, well, she was drunk when she consented to this. So, you know.
Yeah.
Does that invalidate the consent because she.
The way we're starting to think about sex is a lose-lose kind of no matter what we do.
Right. We're not sexual beings. We should not. Think of sex on a daily basis. Every minute, sexual thought should not be penetrating my mind.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like,
so
if
you're recording someone who is of sound mind enough to be like, yeah, I'm totally willing for that dick, and then a recording of it's just fuck in the vagina, then like, okay, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have sex with the second person, but yeah, the first one, like, you're of sound, you're cognitive enough to say like, yeah, I'm down.
But I mean, what does that do for the mood as well? Because you're like, you know, you're making out, you're kind of progressing through the evening, and then, oh, hold on one sec. Let me get my phone real quick. I need to get you to consent to any further activities. I mean, how does that, like, you know, that to me, that seems like it would completely destroy the feelings or emotions that the female was having at that moment. Making her feel like, oh, I'm just a hole, and that's the only purpose that I, you know, have in this moment, is to be this dude's fucking cum depository.
Yeah, but all he is a dick about to fuck you. You think women don't think like that? You think I've never had that thought? Like, all right, this guy's just a dick. Whatever. I'm about to get my pussy licked and fucked. Yeah. What was your name again? Matt? It's Steve. I don't know. Let's do this. Whatever. I'll sign what you want here. Yeah, so, like, yeah, that might ruin the mood, but I don't give a shit about this person. If we were at the point where someone's gonna have me verbally consent, this is not a relationship. We're not gonna go get breakfast in the morning. I don't know this dude's name. I'm probably not gonna see him again, and if I do, it'll be real uncomfortable. So I'll just sign your fucking paperwork, say yes for the camera, and then you turn me out, and we're good. I'll drive myself home. I got this. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're college kids and that's the way things are evolving, maybe it will turn into a relationship.
Well, then it doesn't matter. He's protected. She's protected.
Yeah, it actually seems kind of...
And if the whole interaction is recorded and at no point do I say, hey, choke me, and if I say no, keep going... Then it's like, oh, wow, we're watching this dude rape this chick on camera, and he thought it would be a good idea because she said yes beforehand. So,
oh, wait, I think you're meshing the two together.
You play that she says yes, and then you watch the entire video so you can see, like, hey, she did say yes, and at no point is she saying no. At no point does it look like I'm forcing her.
No, but that was just Trejo's idea of, like,
Shaming her.
For him to have people in court watching him have sex.
It's literally just a 10-second video of her consenting to sex, and that's it.
That's the real
thing. And that's what this article right here is talking about. You know, could you say that you just that you consent to having sex with me?
Yeah, like you bust out your phone and you're like, hey.
And I actually just record you, hey. Will you state your name and state that you are consenting to this evening's activities? And that's it. It's kind of like, I don't know, I view it as kind of like you've been seeing this lady for a while and you want to get married, but you have a whole lot of money. So you're like, oh, yeah, and by the
it's
way,
like
baby,
can
you
sign this? Sexual prenup.
Yeah, can you sign this prenuptial agreement? I mean,
pre-sexual agreement.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that's the thing. Like, this, I don't know. It's just, I don't see it as protecting the female at all.
It's not. It's to protect
the male. It's protecting the male. And that's kind of, it's weird. Like, you, just the concept of this devalues the female, protects the guy.
I don't, does it devalue her?
It feels like it would.
Why? I mean, it's saying, like, I'm trying to protect all females, like, right to consent.
I can see how it would devalue as again, like, this is just sex. That's all you are to me. And I feel like, especially with college age, you know, 18 to 22, especially 18 to 22, you probably don't know that yet, that you mean nothing to these people. You will never mean anything to these people. I don't know why I looked at you for that. I'm sorry. I was trying to be fair with the eye contact. I'm sorry. But that's something you're going to have to learn is, for the most part, people are going to use you for shit. And that really sucks. And maybe that'll help solidify. Maybe that'll put her to, like, wow, I'm really not ready for sex. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. I don't know. So, like, no, I do not consent. Hoo-yah! And then, you know, you leave and go get porked by some other dude.
Another thing I heard this week that's kind of similar to this is that, like, women on Wall Street. So traditionally there's not a lot of women on, like, doing fucking banker shit or whatever investing bullshit people do on Wall Street. But now men are hesitant to meet with women in any sort of confined space. So women are actually having, like, a hard time finding, like, male mentors that they need, because there aren't enough women in high positions in Wall Street to give other women opportunities. So you need men on some level, and now they're, like, super hesitant to meet with aspiring women.
Well, that's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
That is fucking retarded. Men are, I'm sorry, that is so fucking retarded.
Yeah. It's just, it's this weird consequence to, like, what's going on.
It seems like older men, like, I want to say, like, 40 and maybe 45 and up, just don't seem to realize how fucking rampant sexual harassment is and how we're fucking sick of it.
Yeah.
We are finally sick of it, and now people are finally listening, and we have this whole fucking movement dedicated to us calling people out on their shit. This is not appropriate. I am not comfortable. God damn it, I have every fucking right to be here just like you. I just want to fucking exist. I want to exist without attention being called to my shitty or not so shitty body. I don't want you looking at it. I don't want you talking about it. Why can't we have a fucking interaction that doesn't have to do with you trying to fuck me?
Well,
and now men,
I mean,
are
part
so
of, part of that is... Part of that's our biology, though. I mean, like, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I'm
hit on
100% agree with you, but...
But there's a difference between Wayne touching my goddamn waist and my other coworker always offering me coffee or something.
And so you're okay with the coffee?
Yeah, if I don't want it, I say no thanks, I'm good.
Yeah.
All he does is pour it and bring it to me, and I'm like, thanks.
Do you agree that it's, like, hard to completely remove the sexual aspects of men and women, like, interacting?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I see some good-looking individuals on a daily basis. I'm going to acknowledge that this person is attractive. I'm going to be curious about what their dick looks like, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to brush up against it. I'm not going to drop something and hope that they bend over to pick it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of want to. But I'm not going to do that because I have fucking restraint and control.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking, it's weird to me that guys don't have that level of self-control.
That is weird to me as well. I don't really understand that. I mean, I guess...
Like, I don't want to be these moralistic, like, guys on our high horse, like, how do these other guys... But there is a certain amount of male behavior I don't understand. At work, especially at work. Outside of that, yes, if we get into the realm of rape and all that shit, of course I don't understand that. But, like, why at work are you going to fucking make people, like, I don't know.
You,
like,
just see that person every day.
Yeah. And you're at work.
It's compulsive.
All these Me Too guys did shit at work.
It's compulsive. And, you know... when we're talking about these Me Too guys, those are all the people that have dedicated their lives to their jobs. So I think they have a very difficult time differentiating the two because they live for work.
That is an interesting point, yeah. Especially like these massive CEOs, fucking Les Moonves.
Mm-hmm. And like the Brett Kavanaugh thing, one thing that I heard is he wouldn't remember it the way she did because it was an average night for him. This is an everyday life for those people. This is how they live. They don't see what they're doing is wrong. They are a big man. They are a big person. They are important. They are in charge. They're the alpha. They're going to react to any situation the way they're going to. God, I'm so retarded. All these thoughts, they don't come out properly. They're going to act in a situation the way they want to, and they're not going to see anything different. They're not going to see that they're a bad person. They're not going to see that they're victimizing someone. They're just, I'm an alpha, and I'm creating a power move. I want her. I'm going to let her know I'm attracted to her. And, of course, she's going to say yes because of who I am. How could she not? I'm attractive. I'm strong. I'm in charge. How could she possibly say no?
Right.
He doesn't think that, they don't think they're bad people. Harvey Weinstein probably thinks he's a stand-up fella.
I bet Harvey's got some inkling that he at some point knows. He must have been like, God damn.
Like the first couple times he did that, he was like, he probably took a long shower, you know, and kind of thought about his actions and
decided he really liked it. He's going to keep doing it. I'm going to make a life out of this.
There was more to gain than to lose there.
Fuck Ashley Judd.
When you get into someone like a Harvey Weinstein or a Les Moonves, I mean, those guys are power hungry. I mean, that's a whole other level of shit. I mean, when you're power hungry, that bleeds into the sexual realm in very weird ways.
When money is no longer an issue, when you just look at that as just more power.
And what gives you more power than sexually conquering another person? Like, you're on top. It seems like you're making this person feel good. You're using their body to fulfill your needs, and you're in control. And how much of a fucking power move is that? Yeah. But again, right. There's a huge difference between, you look really handsome today, and, God, I want to lick your butthole. So
I consent.
Yeah, I guess Les Moonves had a girl on call to blow him whenever he wanted. And then there was a girl who he harassed her, whatever, and then she went to her fucking manager and the manager told Les, like, you better get her some roles or she's going to come out with this, and then she did get roles.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little on the fence about that. Like,
he played the game and she played it right back.
Yeah, and that was the game at the time.
Yeah, she fucking won.
Yeah, well, now she's like really winning. I mean, it's hard to feel bad for the guy. He didn't get his $160 million payout, but he's worth over $800 million.
She has her own Scrooge McDuck room.
I don't know,
but I mean, again, back to money and power, you know, he's been stripped of his power and all he has left is his money. And that's not going to be enough to fulfill his needs, I would think. I mean, of course, that's me speculating, but I mean,
his baseline needs from before.
Right. Sure. So I think what's going to happen, and of course, this is all speculation, but he's going to probably rape one of his maids. And start brutally just beating them, both, you know, physically and verbally.
That's actually what I thought. Like, if he's not getting that power hunger fed, he's going to either turn to drugs to feel like he's in control or start ripping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I highly doubt he's going to fucking act out sexually in that type of way. I would think he would get prostitutes, maybe. With all of his money.
Those prosties don't get frosty.
I mean, that's the safe thing to do. If you're, I mean, there is a sex industry for that reason. You know, if you're like fucking
a sex addict.
And you've got money too. Like, why are you fucking with people at work?
Yeah. Oh, right. I mean, you have the means to get just straight up tens.
Or whatever the fuck you're into. But, like, look at Jim Norton. How much debauchery has that man engaged in? And he's a decent guy, and no one's coming after him because he's paid for fucking sex throughout. Like, no one's going to go after Jim because it was all, like, a business, you know what I mean?
Well, that, and I mean, he's always, I think he's been pretty transparent with his sexual debauchery. I mean, yeah, he's written books about it. You know, he throws it out there. He, in his stand-up, he's constantly talking about, you know, his love for
transsexuals.
For transsexuals. You know, I think that man has done more for that community than just about any other heterosexual man.
He'll agree with that.
Probably.
He would love to be propped up as the hero of the trans community.
What I don't get, though, is we have these sexual predators out there, you know, in mainstream, but yet we feel the need to, back in January, attack a 95-year-old dude that died 10 months later. And I'm talking about Stan Lee. And that's just fucked up. Yeah, his nurses came out and were trying to say that he tried to coerce them to give him blowjobs while they were bathing him. And he would kind of grope them a little bit. Dude was 95 years old.
Yeah, he was probably had dementia. Baseline level of dementia. Guys, look, no matter how far this movement goes, when guys get dementia at the end of their life, they're going to be trying to fuck.
Yeah.
So, like, good luck with the movement, and maybe we can put, like, brain chips in people eventually or whatever the fuck, but good luck taking care of that. If we want to call it toxic male behavior, sure, but, like, good luck with that shit. Like, when they start going towards, like, we need to, these goddamn 96-year-olds need to be stopped. Like, good luck.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you do with that? I don't think these youngsters
crazy,
have a fucking answer for that, you know?
Well, just, it blows me away that that was even an article that was written. Like, that's even attempting to get into the issue of things. You know, you go to a retirement home, old people just don't give a fuck. I worked at a retirement
home.
Yeah,
I could see old ladies grabbing dick left and right. I'm sure that happened.
Yeah, I had this one lady when I worked at a retirement home that constantly tried to grab and grope me. I mean, any dude at all. And
you're fine.
Yeah, you knew that you had to stay at least 5 feet away from her.
Yeah.
Or she was going to try
to grab your dick.
To molest you.
I'm sorry.
Mulatto dick.
And to answer everyone's questions out there, yes.
He let her.
I let her.
I had a, I think he was in his late 80s. He tricked me into drying off his balls. I worked in a retirement home too.
That's so awesome.
I just think that you could do it better. What? Are you sure? Yeah, they still feel wet to me. Okay. And I'm like, so I'm like leaning down there, and I keep like looking at his balls and at him.
Into the mic. Describe the sex you had with this old man.
Shut up.
Into the mic.
Shut up, Danny. Well, like afterwards, I made a comment because I'm like, yeah, Leo asked me to dry off his testicles. And who I was talking to went, you didn't do it, did you? And I'm like, yeah. She goes,
you're
no.
Like, I sucked them.
I sucked them dry.
I blew them dry.
She's like, no, never, no. You never dry a resident's private areas, especially Leo's. Don't let him do that to you again. I'm like, motherfucker.
He got me.
He tricked me. Damn you, scroto. Tricked me into drying off his balls, bastard.
Yeah, old people are dirty, and they just don't give a fuck. And I wonder if, like, we should kind of explore or try to get that train of thought out there in the world that the older that we get, the less tactful we are. So the shit that old people say and do, that's the essence of humanity right there. And I think that's something that we should take into consideration.
If you're too old to, if you need to be in a home where you're actively grabbing dick, tricking little kids into drying off your balls, I might have been in my 20s. If you are at that point, you deserve to be in a home where others like you, where people are trained to deal with you. If you're not, and you're going around groping women, groping men, doing whatever you do want to other people's bodies without consent, you need to be in a collected area where you're safe from other people, too. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
There's a fucking difference between being too old and not having the cognitive faculties to understand it's not appropriate to grab someone who doesn't want to be grabbed and just doing it because you're entitled to do so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's true, but at a certain age, I mean, you guys just say, oh, fucking whatever, it's an old dude or chick. Like, you gotta have some sympathy or empathy for.
Yeah, and that's why it's not as big as a deal as some person being aggressive on the subway just grinding against you.
I just think the younger generation is too stupid to know the fucking difference between anything anymore. But we're learning. I guess we're actively analyzing these things, and
also,
it's good that we're doing that.
Younger people are naive in what they're seeing. They're seeing the things their parents and their friends' parents and families have grown up over the years. And they're like, well, this is my time to change things. So they're probably seeing, an issue for people in their 30s and 40s that they're trying to combat as their 20s. So, yeah, they're naive and they don't quite understand the differences yet. But that's because they're still trying to improve things because they see how detrimental it can be.
Yeah, let's hope that is what is going on, and it's not just like, yeah, no, let's just suppress all of free speech and fucking make sure that I don't know what I'm trying to say, like, make sure that no one is able to interact without questioning intent always, you know, because that's no fun. Like, who wants, I would just want to sit in a room alone if everyone's going to question everything always. Especially, like, when you're just joking around about stuff or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, when things are taken out of context, then all bets are off.
Yeah. Like I feel like one thing I've noticed about the younger generation is they're like, if you say to somebody, no, I'm not racist, right? Instead of them being like, oh, okay, cool. Like, in the 90s, if you said that to somebody, they'd be like, that's cool. Yeah. Like, who likes racist people? But now they'd be like, well, we'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yes, I will.
We'll see if you're racist.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I just said, God damn it. You know, like, fuck.
Yeah. And it's scary, man.
I don't
man.
Need to prove shit to anybody. Fuck you.
Well, and then when racial awareness is construed as racism,
that's ridiculous.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like, you can't say
stuff like that where it's like, are we going too far towards this other way of being that calls everybody into question and we're all guilty of something we don't even.
How,
like,
is it fucking racist to acknowledge that someone's a different color than I am? That's just being aware.
Right.
You just never know what people are going to deem fucking,
well, it's crazy,
racist or sexually inappropriate or just something that you should be silenced for. Like, I mean, some people don't want free speech at all. Like, hey, let's not even debate any of this shit. Just let's shut you up as quick as possible. And that's like, that's going to lead to some Stalinistic fucking Maoism craziness that, you know, the type of shit the communists brought about where it's like, oh, there's a bunch of people dead now.
I just realized, like, why everything's so stressful. Because you have to talk to people now like you're constantly working in customer service. That is your life. Customer service and retail is the shittiest fucking bullshitty shit you ever have to fucking wade through. And that's what it is. Every time you interact with someone, you have to treat them like they're the fucking customer. You have to fucking kiss their ass because you don't want to offend anybody. Oh, my God. I'm nauseous.
Yeah, that's a big part of life now. And it's, and not really. Actually, I think it's written about more, like, life is like that. but regular normal people are not interacting like that because you just can't survive like that. And if you have friends who are like that, they really drain. They're really draining people who you're just not going to call to hang out that much. I mean, let's be honest. We wouldn't want to. The three of us would not do well with those people generally. And we would like to push their buttons probably even. I mean, that's part of what this fucking podcast is.
Yeah. No, you just you end up alienating yourself. Like, I've had a few of those instances over the last, like, 10 years or so. And of course, you know, actually pretty much my entire life where somebody takes a hard stance on a concept, you know, like freedom of speech. And you're just like, wait a second. All I'm doing is voicing my opinion. And now you're attacking not just what I said, but you're attacking my character and who I am.
Yeah,
you know, that's what's crazy about it is like you just can't have conversations with people like that.
No, and I don't know that many people like that, but the way the New York Times and various outlets write about shit, it's like, I don't know. I guess those people are out there.
Well, it's just, I mean, it goes back to, you know, we're glorifying victimization. And being a victim versus trying to, like, teach this lesson of, you know, you have to be somewhat thick-skinned to be able to navigate this world and to be able to live a happy life. You have to be able to disregard certain things that occur, you know, in order to find your happiness. Because if you don't, you're just going to dwell on that, and that's going to eat you alive, and you'll never find any type of joy in anything.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the French have a little bit more of that stance from what I can gather from, like, the cultural stuff I've read about. I don't know. We'll see where the fuck this goes.
Well, yeah, I think it's not emotionally damaging to them to see an unwanted dick or a dick getting jerked off. They're just like, oh, feel good about yourself? You having a good time over there? Are you done? All right. Can we go get some coffee now? That's it.
Yeah, I don't know. But then does the male's behavior go unchecked? It would be the retort to that.
I think potentially.
Yeah. So, somewhat. I mean, there's not good answers to these things, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.